Happy Wednesday, Squamish. If you just want to get straight to the gas prices teased in the headline, scroll on down. Otherwise, let's start with the weather. Environment Canada says we can expect more showers the rest of today. Overnight will be partly cloudy. We will see a high of 11°C and an overnight low of 3°C, again according to Environment Canada. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., and sunset will be at 7:46 p.m. The rest of the week through to Saturday is looking like nothing but sunshine. There's a chance of showers on Sunday. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Pemberton, which saw a high of 16°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 13.5°C, not too bad. The coldest spot in BC on April 1 was Fort Nelson, which dipped to minus 15.9°C. The coldest spot in Canada was Riviere aux Foys, which dipped to minus 36.8°C. Yikes. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 24.09%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8°C. April average water temperature in Howe Sound is 9.7°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 13.8°C, according to the site. Backcountry avalanche forecast. Today, according to avalog.co, the alpine avalanche rating for our region is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Watch for reactive wind slabs at higher elevations. Large avalanches on buried weak layers remain possible. Avoid shallow, rocky terrain and minimize exposure to cornices. The advice for today from avalog.co. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Be aware of the potential for large avalanches due to buried weak layers. Cornice failures could trigger large and destructive avalanches. Highway issues to note. Runner alert. On Highway 99, in both directions, the Vancouver Sun Run will impact traffic, including a lane closure, between West Pender Street and Lions Gate Bridge for 3.3 kilometers, West Vancouver to Vancouver, from Sunday, April 27 at 7 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Expect delays due to congestion. Go to VancouverSunRun.com for additional information. On Highway 99, road sweeping, shoulder maintenance, is underway between Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction and Alice Lake Road for 54.0 kilometers, West Vancouver to Squamish, until Friday, April 4. Work is underway from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays. On Highway 99, northbound, watch for mowing today between Copper Drive and Moorin Lake Provincial PK for 3.0 kilometers, Squamish, until 2:30 p.m. On Highway 99, northbound, electrical maintenance is planned between Scott Cress and Cleveland Avenue, Squamish, starting Monday, April 7 until Friday, May 2. The right turn lane will be closed. The shoulder will be closed. On Highway 99, northbound, construction work is planned between Scott Cress and Cleveland Avenue, Squamish, starting May 2 until May 16 at 5:30 p.m. The work will last from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. each day. The right turn lane will be closed. The shoulder will be closed. Work to end by 12 p.m. on Fridays. A pedestrian detour will be available. On Highway 99, in both directions, utility work is planned between Lorimer Road and Blackcomb Way for 1.3 kilometers, Whistler, starting Monday, April 7 until Friday, April 11. The work is scheduled to last from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. On Highway 99, in both directions, bridge maintenance planned between Brew Creek Road and Callahan Valley Road, 1 kilometer south of Whistler, starting today, April 2 at 7:30 a.m. and lasting until 5:30 p.m. Counterflow traffic will be in effect. On Highway 99, in both directions, construction work is scheduled between Park Street and Portage Road for 0.5 kilometers, Pemberton, until Saturday, August 30. Work will be underway from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. The right turn lane off HWY 99 and the left turn lane onto HWY 99 from existing access road are affected. There's construction access and heavy truck access. On Highway 99, there is utility work between Davis Road and East Lillooet Road for 0.6 kilometers, Lillooet, until Monday, April 7. The work runs from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturday. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in place. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. On Highway 99, westbound, watch for utility work between Cayouche Park Road and Ainsworth Road 1 kilometer south of Lillooet until Monday, April 14. The work is set to be underway from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. On Highway 99, utility work is planned between Fountain Valley Road and Salus Creek Road for 8.6 kilometers, 10 to 18 kilometers north of Lillooet, starting Thursday, April 3 until Thursday, April 17, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturday. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. Please watch for signage and personnel. On Highway 99, utility work is planned between Bryson Pitt Road and Smith Road for 0.1 kilometers, 37 kilometers north of Lillooet, also starting Thursday, April 3 and lasting until Thursday, April 17. The work will occur from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and Saturday. Single-lane alternating traffic will be in effect. Expect delays of up to 5 minutes. See more at Drive BC. Work to start in Valleycliff. The district has announced that, starting April 7, Fortis BC will begin preparing a temporary construction laydown yard northeast of Valleycliff. This is work for the Eagle Mountain Wood Fiber Gas Pipeline Project. Crews will be clearing vegetation and trees at the temporary construction laydown yard. Clearing works will generally happen from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturdays. There may be minor traffic delays on the nearby Forest Service roads to allow large trucks. For more information, click here. Spit Road Closure. The Squamish Training Berm will be temporarily closed now until May 31, the Squamish River Watershed Society says. The Central Estuary Restoration Project continues as we install a fourth large fish-friendly box culvert, a social media post from the Society notes. This feature will replace the current undersized culvert, which will improve fish access and allow fresh water to transfer into the Central Estuary Channel from the Squamish River. According to a district post, access will be closed to car traffic at the Fisherman's Entrance, Yellow Gate, with bike and pedestrian access to remain open. Gas prices. The removal of the carbon tax has had an impact on local gas prices. In Squamish today, the cheapest regular gas is going for 159.9 cents per liter at the Shell at 1580 BC 99. The most gas is going for is 163.9 per liter at local stations. Yesterday, the cheapest gas in the district was going for 178.9 per liter. In Whistler, regular gas is on offer for 162.9 per liter, at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, gas is 161.4 per liter at the Petro-Canada, located at 1440 Portage Road. Some of the cheapest gas in BC, at 132.3 per liter, can be found in Fort St. John, at the Canco, located at 11211 Alaska Road. South. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Live view of the Stawamish Chief Down Arrow.